With your host, Arthur Berman.
And I'm Andrea.
The lovely Andrea. And we just heard Blue Moon Rising with Hard Luck Joe, preceded by Travis Chandler and Avery County with Mary of the Home Place, Sue Malcolm with Let's Be Sweethearts Again, and of course she's going to appear in town with her group High Rise Lonesome
at Tipper Restaurant on Saturday.
And Doc Williams and the Border Riders started us off with Broken Memories, and a giant in the music that may not be well known out here, but will be missed, Doc Williams. So rest in peace to him. And tune in next week for another edition of the very best in bluegrass, old time country, Cajun, rockabilly, western swing, and whatever jumps off the shelves at us right here on CITR 101.9. And coming up next, of course, is Sounds of Africa with Sheila. So listen to that as well here on CITR. And this is Arthur Berman reminding you to keep on picking.
And this is Andrea reminding you to be true to yourself and false to no one.
And remember, the early bird gets the bluegrass unless you're a pod person.
It's exciting. It's the Sounds of Africa. For the Sounds of African music, join me, Sheila Sam, every Tuesday morning from 8 to 9:30, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. From soukous to reggae, some juju, some jazz. From North Africa to South Africa and the African diaspora, I got you covered. Enrich your musical knowledge and taste as you savor the sounds coming from the Sahara right across to the Kalahari, right here on CITR 101.9 Vancouver. Tune in for the unique sounds of Africa. Start your day right with the beat and the rhythm of Africa.
tell you, ooh, yeah, another song. We are the children of the Africa. We are the children of the higher man. Whoa, whoa.
Unite. 5 minutes past eight. Sounds of Africa. Good morning. Bonjour. Salbona. Dumelang. Bome to the people of Cote d'Ivoire. Morembe to the people of Sudan and Ghana. Jambo to the people of Kenya, Uganda and Tanzania. Mulibwanji, Mulishani, people of Zambia, Malawi. Kusamao to the people of Senegal. Everyone, welcome to another great show on this glorious Tuesday morning. Because I think every Tuesday morning is glorious. Because you know what? We have African rhythm. The sound that brings a ray of sunshine to your day. It is our second show of 2011. Unbelievable that the month of January is actually already ended. And it is the 1st of February. The year is already ticking away. Now, New Year resolutions. Personally, I haven't made any, but I hope those of you that have will stick to them. So we open the show with music coming from South Africa's group Freshly Ground with Africa Unite, coming from the album Tribute to Reggae Legend. And that's basically featuring five new exclusive versions of Bob Marley's classics. That was one of them. I'm going to play you another one from that CD. This is done by the Sierra Leone Refugee All-Stars. And, you know, they come from Sierra Leone. It's No Woman, No Cry. I kind of like their version. It's kind of cool, kind of funky, but definitely with an African touch to it. Let's see what you think of this one. And I'll see you on the other side with more music from the African continent. Coming up at 9 o'clock, we have news in brief from the African continent. So please do stay tuned. And tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. Tune into this show if you want your day to start right. Visualize. A little hip swinging. Smile. The sun's definitely there.
Yeah. Oh, we shall share with you. gonna be alright. No woman, no cry.
No woman, no cry.
No woman, no cry.
No woman, no cry.
Funky beat there from the Sierra Leone all-star refugee group with their version of No Woman, No Cry from the late Bob Marley, who definitely put his music on the map, never to be forgotten. But more importantly, his music definitely always carried a message that was well worth your ear. Well, we're going to Mozambique. The track I played last week, and I think some people really loved it. I'm going to replay that track by Choppa, and it's Magumbe Light. Now, if you're into dancing or you need to wake up, turn up the volume. Trust me, this will wake you up. 11 minutes past 8 is your time. Sounds of Africa continues right here on CITR 101.9 FM. Let's get the groove on, people. That's what I'm talking about. Turn it up. If you're at the office, swing around that chair. And the day is definitely going to be irie. Magumbe.
Magumbe, Magumbe. Magumbe, Magumbe. Magumbe, Magumbe. Magumbe, Magumbe. Magumbe, Magumbe. Magumbe, Magumbe. Magumbe, Magumbe. Magumbe, Magumbe.
Become a friend of CITR and receive great discounts at businesses around Vancouver.
Your Friends of CITR card will get you discounts on Main Street at Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear,
Woo Vintage,
The Kiss Store, Lucky's Comics, Neptune Records, Red Cat Records, The Regional Assembly of Text, RX Comics, Temple of the Modern Girl,
Flaming Angels Boutique,
and the Wallflower Modern Diner.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or visit us online at citr.ca.
La neige là qui me fatigue.
Music there coming from none other than Magic Systems. This is Sounds of Africa, 20 minutes past 8 is your time. We kicked off the show with music coming out of South Africa, freshly ground. Africa Unite, their version of the late Bob Marley's music. Followed by the Sierra Leone All-Star Refugees. No Woman, No Cry, followed by Chop out of Mozambique. So you see, we're flying all over the African continent because we're cool like that. Yeah, then Chopper from Mozambique, of course, he's based in South Africa, but he still has that Mozambican flavor of the swing with the Magume Light, followed by Magic Systems from the Ivory Coast. You've just heard Ambiance L'Afrique. And of course, I don't really need to say anything more. They definitely have the ambience of the African rhythm. So we continue with nothing but the best. in African music. Now, remember, if you've got any comments you would like to send through, please join the Facebook page, Sounds of Africa Radio Show, and you can post your comments there and email your comments there. And I definitely take each and every single one seriously because, you know, people with great music taste share. So, yeah, I definitely like to get some feedback and see what y'all have to say. All right, we continue with nothing but the best in African music. And right about now, we are going to... Let's see, where shall we fly to next? I think we're going to go to Gabon. We don't really hear a lot of music from Gabon, but they have actually a couple of artists that I like, one of them being Oliver Nkoma. This is one of his classic tracks, and I've always loved this track. One of those songs that never really ever, ever gets old. And I think you'll agree, Sale. Oh, it just makes me want to dance. Gets me so excited. I love African beat. Totally lifts your spirits. Even if you don't really feel like it, you want to feel blue and sorry for yourself, you listen to some of this. Baby, you're on top of the stars. Fabulous music there coming from Oliver Nkoma, Sale, out of Gabon. 27 minutes is your time. Man, time is flying when you have fun. This is CITR 101.9 FM, giving you nothing but the best in African music. With yours truly, Sheila C. I'd like to send a big shout out going out to Mpotikulu, one of my very good friends and also a listener of this show, and also to another one of my listeners who always makes sure that he tunes into the show. Thank you. Almloza, a big shout out to you, and thank you for tuning in to listen to the show. And everyone else who's listening in, if you'd like to send a shout out, you can join the Facebook page, Sounds of Africa Radio Show. Post your messages there, and I will definitely take a look at each and every single one of them. But right about now, we continue with nothing but the best in African music. Remember to stay in tune every Tuesday to CITR 101.9 FM. And we are based in Vancouver, BC. For those of you who are international listeners, you can listen online or you can download it via your podcast. So you can subscribe, download it automatically onto your computer, and listen to it at your pleasure. Otherwise, you can listen online, and all you have to do is go to citr.ca. That's www.citr.ca, and you go to the page we show you to listen now, and you just click onto that. And you are in tune to nothing but the best in African music. We continue. Music coming from Senegal, Mo De Diof. I love the song Africa.
Your attention is on Marsh C at CRTR 101.9 FM.
Africa, yeah, wool. Fagol de faul, mini lay setan mota. Go out, go go. Africa, take lul. Say joy, tell me top. Mini hachi, oh, mortal. Go, choke the fat for yum. Chalubury, little. Tie in the nichi. Watch you bury, chital mum. Son in the nichi. Il wata monte ta ku fasiene linge. Il wata te ta ku fasiene linge. Africa, they lull. My tool, they out a lull. Nini bogon, they mortal. Your job, one is a bull. Africa, guess tool. Say, and be more wool. Nini bogon, they mortal. Safa, he dark. Tama bogon, yoga, hamni. Jum janfi. Ni joke, they fight and yum. Fit yankfi. Il guarda monte da cu facciene linghe. Il guarda te da cu facciene linghe.
Action, not good. Leaders, have you heard us? Come on, people, get up. Yes, now is the time. Believe in yourself. We will make a change. Come on, Africa, land of great minds. Look at our potential. Yes, it's exponential. Europe, Asia, America, we'll watch us rise in time. We'll believe in ourselves. We will make a change.
Thank you.
fabulous music there from Mo Dediof, Africa out of Senegal. I totally love that song. It's just absolutely touching. And you just want to like, oh, yeah, I kind of dig that song. Replay, please. But no, we're not going to go there. All righty, music continues. Adonis Ye with the Kife up next. Now, if you don't know anything about these people, which I'm sure you don't, they hail out of La Réunion Islands. It's four women who totally love and celebrate life through their music.
Yeah.
Beautiful music out of South Africa's Johnny Clegg from his latest album released end of last year, and it is titled Human. It's a very fascinating CD because he has merged his African roots with a touch of his former Irish roots, I guess, and made it still a very international album that would appeal to the masses who are not very used to African sounds, but kind of want to embrace that unique sound, and that is exactly what he's done with this album. It is titled Human, and that is Johnny Clegg out of South Africa. Coming up in the next 18 minutes is news in brief from the African continent, and of course, top of all of our news, unfortunately, sad news from Egypt. Nation braced for their biggest protest yet. That and much more coming up at 9 o'clock, so please do stay in tune. Meanwhile, we're moving from South Africa, flying way up to, let's see now, to Nigeria. And it is music from the Black President. Truth Don't Die is the title of this particular song. This is a man whose music is also very contradictory. Been arrested so many times over the years before he eventually died or was killed. But he stuck to his guns because he had a message to deliver, and he delivered it his way.
Yeah. Join the UBC Film Society for their weekly movie screenings in the Subs Norm Theater every Wednesday to Sunday.
This week's screenings are
Megamind at 7 p.m. and Red at 9 p.m. Wednesday the 26th through Sunday the 30th.
Tickets are $2.50 for members and $5 for non-members. For more details and membership information, visit ubcfilmsociety.com. See you at the movies.
Yeah.
I think this man's voice is absolutely phenomenal, to say the least. His name is James Germain, and he hails out of Haiti. And the title of that particular track was No Pralay. He's a Haitian singer, actor, and currently living in Mali. His music career started with the release of his debut album, Calphone Miwi, back in 1995. 2 years later, he delivered the opus Asoto between 2001 and 2002. He settled down in Haiti and took part in Project Haiti Trabador, directed by Jacob Desverieux of the group Kassav. He then went to live in Mali, where he took part in the musical Chez Rosette, which enabled him to tour in France, Sweden, and all over the African continent. The song you just heard came out of his album that was released September 1st last year, No Pralay. And I think it's just fantastic hearing the way his voice transcends from the low where he starts to the very powerful ending. So we continue with nothing but the best in African music. We have just been to Haiti. Now I am going to Mali. Umo Sangare is up next from her album titled Seya, and I'm playing you that specific track. That's another woman with a fantastic voice. Oh, I'm telling you, I'm so in love with music. Listen to that. Sounds of Africa, 5 minutes to nine. Coming up in 5 minutes, news in brief from the African continent.
Ni kwa buru and telling them in a talk over the car.
Time is now a minute after nine. Time to take a look at news in brief from the African continent. Kicking off our news brief today, we start off in Egypt, and unfortunately, it is not good news. Egypt is gearing up for a massive protest today after opponents of President Hosni Mubarak called for a march of a million and an indefinite general strike. Early reports suggest there were more than 10,000 protesters central Cairo by this morning, many of them having defied a curfew to camp overnight in Tahrir Square. The march is due to start at 11 a.m. Another rally is planned in Alexandria. If organizers succeed in their goal of bringing millions onto the streets, it will be the biggest show of the opposition yet. National train services have been cancelled since yesterday afternoon in what could be an attempt to prevent people reaching the rallies. Internet access is now entirely blocked. Egypt's last working internet service provider, the Noor Group, went down late yesterday, according to US web monitors. Moving on to Sudan, Khartoum, the government today declared that it accepts the preliminary results of the referendum in the South Sudan, which came overwhelmingly in favor of independence. We declare our agreement and our acceptance of the preliminary results of the referendum announced yesterday, and we directly embark in the arrangement which will follow this phase. This statement was issued by Sudan's Vice President Ali Osman Taha in a press conference held in Khartoum yesterday. This month, millions of southerners in Sudan, inside Sudan, and abroad cast their ballots to decide on the fate of the semi-autonomous region, whether it should remain united with the north or secede. The results will become final in February after the expiration of the appeal period, during which challenges can be made. Taha said the official announcement of the new South Sudan state would be made by the president. Moving on to South Africa, Pretoria, former President Mandela is responding well to medication and treatment and continues to be visited by close family and friends. The South African National Defence Force Sergeant General Vijay Ramlakhan said the 92-year-old statesman would continue to receive close monitoring and 24-hour care from a team of specialists. In a statement released on Sunday, Ramlakhan said Mandela had had a restful and peaceful Saturday evening. Mandela was discharged from Mill Park Hospital on Friday after spending two nights there. He had been diagnosed with acute respiratory infection. Acting President Kgalema Motlanthe visited Mandela at home on Saturday, where he reportedly said the former president was doing well. Now, Africa in general has had quite a run, and the global financial crisis of 2008 marked the end of the historically perverse financial flow from emerging markets to developed markets. As an increasingly important part of the emerging market universe, In its regular report, the African Market revealed, the bank examines international and local factors that drive markets in 19 African economies, stretching across the continent from Egypt to South Africa. Reviewing the prospects of the continent as a whole, Stephen Bailey-Smith of Standard Bank's Head of Africa's Research said that Africa would benefit from expected global growth despite the risks posed to this by deleveraging of the U.S. consumer market, funding problems in European countries, and the tightening of monetary policies in China. African markets were facing exciting times, and Bailey-Smith said, emerging markets are in a strong position to increasingly contribute to global growth, while developing markets policymakers have shown their determination to make the necessary deleveragance process in their countries as smooth as possible. Emerging market growth outperformance will attract investments. This will see frontier markets becoming economically stronger and reducing the gap existing between them and the broader, more established emerging market economies. It is a trend that will continue throughout 2011. And that was the statement issued by the Standard Bank. Moving on to South Africa, our last bit of news today. Don't impose export restrictions. Check out food inventories. Draw up a poverty map. These were some of the handy policy tips offered by the UN Food and Agricultural Organization, FAO, in its new guide on how to deal with high food prices. 2010 ended with food prices at their highest since 2008, when the world was in the grip of a crisis sparked by every expensive staple grain. These prices are still very high. The FAO guide said there was no one-size-fits-all solution. Every country has the same chance of success if the mix of policy and programmatic action is specifically adopted to local conditions and agreed upon by the key stakeholders. It is 7 minutes after nine. You're listening to Sounds of Africa, and we have news in brief during this segment at 9 o'clock every Tuesday morning. And the show comes your way on CITR 101.9 FM with yours truly, Sheila C. So we continue with music. We have been all over the African continent. We started off our show with music from South Africa and moved on. We kicked off with Freshly Ground, Africa Unite out of South Africa, then Sierra Leone Refugee All-Star, No Woman, No Cry, Chopper from Mozambique with Magube, Magic Systems from the Ivory Coast with Ambiance, L'Afrique, Oliver Ngoma with Saleh out of Gabon, Modé Diop with Africa out of Senegal. Then we went to La Reunion with Adonis J with Kife. Then Johnny Clegg out of South Africa with Imbagoba. James Germain out of Haiti, Nopale. Omar Sangare played the last track just before the news with Seya. We now go back to Mali. Salif Keita with Écolo d'amour. I kind of dig this song too.
Sobara la yonte Kasene ke la ba manka Oluye fasobara la yonte Kafoli ke la ba luinka Olile foli minka danyonte Abe chante salifu tu babu be chante na Henne ma dobe yolo Ekolo
d'amour, mon amour
Ma guitar
Tu
sais vous
l'amour
Ma chola
l'amour
Kela sigi musunika, oluye kela sigi la yonte. Kajali ke korobalu nika, olile dunya robe na yonte. Madon kela. I don't take on him for that. I let it on him for that. Maru Jamani to my father. I don't take to my father. Hallelujah to my father. So I don't take to my father. I don't take to my father. Hallelujah to my father. Abe Shante, Salifu to Babu Be Shante. And never go there.
Mon
amour, ma chérie.
Report! 20,000 years to the future. The predator is reaching to the nation. And the joy is the massive stocks of the DJ. Enjoy the sensation of running. Welcome.
Avec Marie-Ève Dumoulin pour tout savoir sur les activités culturelles francophones de Vancouver et ses environs, plus de la musique 100% francophone du Québec et d'ailleurs. With French Connection, you will discover everything about the French culture on CITR 101.9 FM.
There is more money in my pocket.
Thank you.
minutes after 9 is your time. This is CITR Sounds of Africa with yours truly, Sheila C, which comes your way every Tuesday between 8 and 9.30. Finishing off music there from Khaled, Didi. Now, he was born in Algeria, Khaled Hajj Ibrahim. But I'm going to have to love and leave you because we are out of time. Coming up next is Third Time is a Charm with Bryce Dunn. Until next week, I say God bless. And make sure you remind the ones that you love them that you love them. And tell them that you love them because life is too short. You never know what tomorrow brings. So until next time, I say peace, one love. I'm going to leave you with another song with the title Africa in it because we kicked off with the song Africa Unite. Now I am going to finish off with a song again from South Africa. Lorraine Clausen, Africa Calling. Until next week, God bless you. Be good and have a great sunny Tuesday.